the U.S. government, in fact, today, the American ambassador paid me a courtesy call and confirmed that indeed this project that we call the Local Empowerment for Accountability and Decentralization Project is among, a list of over 7 projects that have been canceled under this aid freeze or aid cancellation program.
Can you describe for us the nature of some of the projects? You just mentioned one.
Well, this lead project, this $17 billion project, was mainly helping us in domestic resource mobilization. We have set an ambitious agenda to increase domestic revenue through the Liberia Revenue Authority. USAID was the main partner assisting us to roll out a new tax system from what we call the goods and service tax to a value-added tax by 2026. It comes with training. It comes with investment in systems. USAID are also been giving us support for our tax database called the ETAS. This project was also assisting us in improving our revenue collection in local terrains.
So, Minister, in addition to this particular project you just described, are there other projects in Liberia that are being affected as a result of the USAID project?
Yes, there are projects that have been affected. Projects in education, or projects in health, projects in governance, some support to election commission. You know, USAID have been supporting a lot of international and local NGOs in trying to make our election system transparent, to observe the election and what have you. So it affects a panoply of sectors, especially these sectors. There are direct impacts and indirect, because some international organizations have also been supported by USAID. So some of them, they downscale their support. You know, USAID was our second largest donor next to the World Bank. They had committed more than $443 million to Liberia over this period, I think from 2022 to 2029. Just this year, we had concluded an agreement for scaling up of support in the tune of $120 million to benefit mainly education, health, agriculture. They've been supporting hospitals with drugs, school feeding program for kids.
So, Minister, what is Liberia doing right now to mitigate the freeze of U.S. assistance?
Firstly, we have decided to assess the full impact. So the Ministry of Finance just concluded a report that we submitted to the President yesterday, and we are submitting to the legislature on the short-term, long-term impact and what we are going to do. We're going to be engaging our partners. We are going to up our domestic resource mobilization. Yes, USAID was helping us in that regard, but there are other things we are doing to make sure that what we do for ourselves can compensate for the aid withdrawal. We are also going to be engaging in some fiscal tightening to make sure that we reduce our losses, you know, abuses and wastage. Also, we are engaging new partners. We are looking at regional cooperation, soft cooperation. In that regard, in our various blocks, whether it's ECOWAS, the AU, and others, there are conversations already ongoing as to what we can do in our connectivity to reduce the impact on our countries on account of what has happened.